a brand new wall.
I've got
a brand new doll. I'm as happy as a little child. I've got
Jesus in my life.
I've got the real thing.
Jesus in my life.
I've got it.
Here comes the comeback.
This is your time, your time.
got your game set, match. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback.
Good morning. Good morning. Are you hearing me okay on the Blog Talk
this morning?
Is the Blog Talk all right?
I'm not on Blog Talk.
Okay. Can somebody just text me yes or no? I don't even know where my phone is. Look, Father God, good morning. I'm sorry. But I've been praising God since maybe 3 this morning. Just saying, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I got it. You see, God, thank you. What you all, some of you probably knew, but a lot of people didn't. Some of you had seen the Soul Tracker thing that Jose put about 5 or 6 years of his life in. Okay? Some of you haven't, but it's still a part of deliverance, and it can be fun. It can be fun when you're looking at Soul Tracker. But you see, the devil got in Jose, and I believe the Bible when it says, submit yourself to God and have no place. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, when I generally get mad with people, it's because they won't submit to Jesus. Ain't that something? Like, I can make somebody submit to Jesus and follow him and be blessed. You can't do that. I don't care who it is. So when the devil start raising up in Jose with the Soul Tracker, first I got angry. I put Jose out. Am I right, Jose? I put Jose out, get out, but I took the Soul Tracker apart and was going to throw it in the trash. Every inch of it was going in the trash. Okay? Because I don't want anything or anybody. You can't live around me if you dedicate it in any shape, form, or fashion to the devil. Now, it's okay if you're here to get rid of the devil. But when you raise up in pride or anything else and the devil ruling, you got to go. It's as simple as that. No questions asked. This is just not the place for you. Because, see, Jesus ruled here. He ruled before I ever had a church, and you know that. So I took all that equipment with all that money and was going to throw it in the trash. But then I thought, no, just hold on. The Holy Spirit say, just get it out of here. So I bundled every bit of it up and I got it out of here. And I just waited. It could go to the trash or it could go wherever God wanted it to go. It could even, God financed it. God paid for it. I paid for all the equipment, paid for everything, the research and everything, except God And God paid the blood on the cross for Jose's brain. And God gave the instructions how to do it. And Jose followed those instructions. And then the devil thought when it was about complete, he was going to take over. No. I don't know if it was completed or functional where it worked. So I sat in there and I said, I would throw this in the sea, in the river, in the ocean before I let the devil think that he's going to take something of God's and misappropriate it to the world. It wasn't going to happen. So I just went on about my daily business. And I want to tell you something. Jose didn't really start getting delivered till it was out of here. Am I right? No, you come up here. It's up high too. You tell the truth. Am I lying?
Yeah.
Did I get rid of it?
Yeah.
Was it trying to take over you through the, was the devil trying to take over you through that?
Yeah.
Explain it.
Okay.
Some of them don't know you're a scientist.
Oh, okay, okay. I am a scientist. I apologize because I cannot talk very well. I have a stroke because God saved me from dying. Soul Tracker, Erica please read or Soul Tracker. I didn't know what to think. Okay. But Erica got read or Soul Tracker. And that Erica said, I didn't get it delivered until around the time when Erica Erica got read or Soul Tracker, I was my own God,
and that's it. So this morning, I told you all I have developed a plan some 20 years ago, and I put it to the side because I wrote this business plan, and I put it to the side, and then I told God, when the economy crashed, I said, well, this won't work, I said, because I'm going to just put it aside till the economy gets better. And when the economy gets better, I bring it back out. So there's one person that doesn't, she doesn't even know it. But this morning, there's one person I made a promise to, and that was Laura Burdess. Because when I first met Laura, man, it was something about Laura that I just didn't understand it. I couldn't figure it out. But God put Laura on this line. And Laura, even although she didn't have anything, she sent me an offering in the form of a check. I never got the check until a year later. This is the truth. I got the check a year later, and so I just put the check. I didn't even cash the check. I said, man, this means something. So I put the check in a frame because I got the check the day I opened my office around the corner from where the oil was coming out the Bible, supposedly, okay? But I began to listen to Laura's story. Because at first, I didn't really believe she had sent this check. She said she sent it, but I mean, you know, you don't get a check for a year. You think, oh, this person may have multiples and sent one of the multiples sent it. But it didn't get in the mail with a postage stamp. I don't know. Remember, I deal with demons. I deal with DID, MPD. I deal with schizophrenia, bipolar. Anything can happen from day to day. So what happened was, I listened to Laura one day. I don't know if she called me or I called her. I don't know what happened, but I listened to her. And I said, God, if you can help me help this woman right here, I know I can help everybody. I was talking about Laura. Because I didn't know what the deal was. I'm hearing all this stuff, and this check was this phantom check, and the check showed up. So then I said, you see, being a missionary, when I go into a country, I'm always, the thought on my mind is, how can I equip these people through Jesus? How can I enrich their life? That's mission. And that's how missional people think. People that are missionaries that come out the foreign mission field generally dedicate their life to it. And they dedicate their life to helping people have a better life. You know, the church, the Western church, sent out missionaries because they didn't want to be missional. So anyway, I said, if I could help this lady, I could help everybody. So I began to use Laura like a kind of like a measuring stick. I hit her rough sometimes, but she stuck it. She stuck it out. Sometimes she'd be crying. I know she'd be crying, but she stuck it out. This week, God told me, I told just a few people. God said, that's why I was telling the story about the real estate. Because it's that time again. I thought God was going to help people through Soul Tracker, really. Because I saw the potential in Soul Tracker for deliverance ministers to be able to make a living. This is the only problem I had with deliverance ministry over the years. They're the lowest paid, they're the most mistreated and abused ministers that exist. Only because they have a calling from God to bring spiritual freedom to the people of God, to the world, really. And I just kept thinking, but they don't make any money to live. How they gonna live? As a missionary, I'm used to living. I tell you, I used to make, my monthly salary was $64. It didn't matter. I'd already been rich. So money wasn't no issue with me. The issue with me was my soul salvation and making it to heaven. That was the issue with me. I didn't ever want to be caught up in sin and like I was before Jesus had those exorcists exorcise me from Satan and all them demons. That was my thought, and that still is, by the way. And so I was talking to God, and God said, you know, it's a time right now where I'm waking up. I said, yeah. He said, I'm waking up the creative abilities in my people. I said, okay. He said, now, I'm going to show you, and I'm going to give you a plan. remember that old plan I gave you? I said, yeah. Now, I wasn't even thinking about Soul Tracker. The tracker wasn't in it because the devil had told Jose that I needed Soul Tracker to raise the income for the deliverance ministers that were going to be using it. But God said, I gave you a plan. Every deliverance ministry could be self-sufficient. He said, Jose wasn't nowhere in the picture, and neither was Soul Tracker, or neither was anybody else. I gave it to you. Now, I pulled it out one time, and I let some people glance at it, and they laughed. They said, oh, this could never happen. I said, well, you know, God said it can. At some point, it will. So I put it back up. The people I showed it to happened to have been, they were artists, very successful. But they worked with, you know, these big old steel sculptures you see in front of insurance companies and banks and stuff like that. That's the kind of art they work with, metal. They do the art and then it takes a crane and everything to put it in place. But they're very successful. They have art in the museum, New York City Museum of Art and all that kind of stuff. And that was him. But they were leaning more toward Soul Tracker. I said, okay. And at that time, you see, Jose hadn't gone crazy. The thought of the money hadn't driven him crazy. Satan hadn't set in with that yet. So God said, I gave you a plan. So then this week, he said, you know that plan I gave you? He said, now, when you finish these books too, I want you to put that plan because I've showed you how a deliverance ministry can be self-sufficient and it can run off between, God said, 1,300 and 5,000 passive income a month. So I said, okay. And he gave me the names of two people. And I called them. I just wanted to assure them, don't worry about a thing. You don't have a way to have an income in this ministry. And then I thought about my original plan was for poor people anyway. I mean, when I say poor, you know, I'm talking about low income or no income, whatever. But I'm talking about people who need to be free. Just like I asked you to help me, and you did. You don't know that you were sowing seed into your own future. By the end of next month, I will have the business plan in process, Laura. And then this morning, the Lord said, now, tell Jose. He didn't say ask Jose. He said, tell Jose that Soul Tracker needs to be in each one of these deliverance ministries that you are going to be providing this the way to, for them to have an income. So I thought, man, if they have Soul Tracker with the plan God gave me, they cannot fail. So I said to Jose, I said, where you at? You know, what you gonna do? And he finally said, it's all for God. Didn't you say that?
No, but it's heard for good.
What did you say when I asked when I this morning?
I
You didn't say nothing?
But he's all for us.
Well, God said it's all for him. And now Jose saying it's all for God. It was all for God in the first place.
Yeah.
It was all for God in the beginning. When I brought the idea to Jose and told him he could do it, it was for God then and it's for God now. Because when I brought the idea to Jose and told him he could do it, he started telling me how many millions it was going to take to do it. And I went and talked to somebody and they said, well, I'll give you $200,000. And Jose didn't do it. He didn't say, I'll give Jose $200,000. He said, I'll give you $200,000 for this invention here to get the patent and to do all that stuff. And then Jose went crazy. Greed, pride, lust. And then I say, you're not bringing that in here under no circumstances. I throw it in the garbage first. Brothers and sisters, I'm serious. The only person I believe and know is more serious than me because he made me serious is God. God is serious. And he's not going to leave you short. What does the scripture say? God's arms are not short. And they haven't been shortened. I said to somebody, I said, you know what? You need your own house. I said, don't you want your own house? Don't you want to own your own home? And then they said to me, it's my dream. I said, well, you know what? Dreams come true. And then God gave me a vision of a house. And they said, that's the kind of house I want. I said, well, that's the kind of house God's going to give you. Get closer to God. Do what God tell you to do, and you're going to have your own house, home. Anybody can have a house. It takes God to make a home. If you've been with me, if you have prayed and cried and boohooed and shed tears, you're about to be rewarded. If you have stuck with this and you know how this ministry, you're about to be rewarded. If you join that 10 line and ask for that training and you probably thought, oh, she forgot. I didn't forget. God moves you at the rate and the speed you can operate at. And then he'll take you back to straighten something out that you didn't quite get right back there in the training and in the journey. Another person, always in the back of my mind, is Minister Rubio. I would think about what he suffered to get to where he is in Christ. Don't think God has forgotten about you or has forgotten anything he's ever said. But you can't get ahead of him. And you can't let the devil used people to trick you, even although that it'd be a good thing, but it's not a God thing. It'd be a good project, but it's not the time for the project because you haven't completed the other project. I thank God for all of you that gave. You didn't know you were sowing into your own future. You wasn't giving to me. You was giving to the kingdom. You were sowing that, you have sown that money. You've already done it. You were sowing that money into your own future where you could sit where you live or where you want to live and do deliverance and get people free and be able to work with all that burden on you. How I'm going to pay my bills? How I'm going to do this, that, the other? They're going to be wanting to come to you. And that was the purpose of the business plan I wrote years ago, I got it updated and everything, rewrite it or whatever. And that was the purpose of Soul Tracker, to make people believe more in the spiritual side of them when they could see it. Now, wait a minute. Who's on here? Who's on here? Okay. It's a couple on here. Wait a minute. Olita, I see you. I'm going to open your mic for a minute. Olita, can you hear me?
Yes.
You've seen Soul Tracker, haven't you? Hello?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yes, I'm here.
What effect did Soul Tracker have on you?
God, it showed stuff that it was amazing, really. It was almost unbelievable. You saw what you would have never seen with your eye, and Dr. Erica used wisdom. She wouldn't let me see what was really there. That's when she did that great deliverance in me. Oh my goodness. We were just talking, and I didn't know Soul Tracker was running at the time. And she saw what she saw. I guess it's what she felt that day when I touched her. But that's an amazing thing. I ain't never seen or heard nothing like it in my life. It's amazing. It shows what's there. No matter what you say, it shows what's really there.
That's good. Because I could never define it. Only person that could try to define it, the only person that can define it, and look what happened. Jose had that stroke after we went to those Georgia Guidestones. Okay? Brothers and sisters, God is making all of this real.
Yes, Lord.
All of it real. I don't know who else is on here and has seen it, but I know you saw it because I know we did it while you were here, you and when we did the all-night prayer. I think Bola saw it too, and Faye Jean saw it.
Faye Jean did see it, yep. Because
and,
I remember you said, sit over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember. I guess that was all that was here. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, nothing is going to keep me away from God. And anything that comes up to try to be in between me and God, it's got to go. It's got to go. Because nobody saved me like Jesus. And nothing is more important to me on this earth than my salvation. Nothing.
Amen.
Zero, nothing. Nothing. And so the devil will try to trick you. That's what I'm trying to say. He'll try to make you. But if your faith and your confidence is in God, you got to believe with your whole heart. Now, who would have thought I was working on something to ensure the future of deliverance ministers long after I'm gone, that they will have a way to take care of their children, take care of their family, and number one, serve God with a spirit of excellence.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm even going back. It's people that helped me way. I'm going back to those people that I got. I'm going to find them because the devil tricked them for leaving too quick. But they didn't know. I'm going to go back and find some of them and bless them anyway, in spite of themselves.
Amen.
Because they were there in spirit, but they just didn't have the ability and the stamina to stand and push it through. You know that scripture, that parable about the man, the last man who came, and he was paid the same as the rest? That's really true. That is really, really true. So I'm putting this package together and I'm putting it after I finish the books. And I'm trying to get it all done in 6 weeks, within 6 weeks. Pray for me like this. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in the Ted Lyon Ministry and Dr. Erica Shepherd. Just pray for me like that. I'm going to do this. I'm doing it now. It ain't like no far-fetched. I just needed one thing. It was one thing I needed. And I thank you for sowing into this ministry and giving it to me. I needed time.
Hallelujah.
I needed time. And I got it. And I want you to know, those of you that sold, you sold into your own future. And you sold into the legacy and the history of Deliverance Ministry. But you got to understand, this is not just deliverance. This is integrated healing prayer model. Okay? Because in the integrated healing prayer model, we do it all. Exorcism, deliverance, inner healing, and divine healing. All integrated into one process, into one prayer session. And when I get through with this book and put it together with this soul tracker, you'll be doing it too. And it won't take you no lifetime, and it won't take you no lifetime to get anybody delivered. I just don't believe it. Why? Because God made a witness out of me. Of course, there's been ongoing deliverance in my life, but when God delivered me with that exorcism, he delivered me. I was a new creation. And you can be a new creation, and you can be used by God to bring his new creations forth, his new babies delivered. Delivered, free, happy, joyful, and with a vocation. See, what I noticed about Jesus, he blessed people every way there was to be blessed. And in his word, he say you're supposed to be blessed all the way around.
Thank you, Lord.
When he gave you a new life, that means he gave you a new whole way of living and moving and thinking and breathing and having. I just don't think God created us not to have. And believe me, I live like that. Total trust in God's ability. And you got to do that too. So I got a message for the devil. You should have killed me when you had a chance. It's too late now. It's too late now.
Yeah.
It's too late now. Ha, 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 devil. Ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha.
I'm going to benefit, and the people of God are going to benefit.
Amen.
And we're coming up higher in Christ. All the way around.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Some of you were created. I taught this years ago. Some of you got expensive taste. You go in the store, you walk right over the cheap stuff to the stuff you can't afford, but you can't afford it because it's in your genes. God created you prosperous and wealthy. It's in your gene pool.
Thank you, God.
Sometimes I used to, you know, I ain't even going to go there. I'm going to tell you this. Just pray for me that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's all I need you to do. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing from it. Because I want the complete will of God to be done. I don't want no less, and I don't want no more. I don't want nothing belong to somebody else.
Amen.
I only want what God has for me and for posterity. Like Joseph said, Joseph said to his brothers, what did he tell them? He said, you meant it for my harm, but God meant it for posterity to save many. Deliverance ministry is going on a whole other level. And people are going to be free for real. We're not therapists. They need aftercare, but they need to be set free first. First. I mean, set free for real. And I'm going to say it again. I needed time, which I used to have a lot of time, and that's how I got so much done. But I didn't. It got to the point where I didn't have any time to write. And you know what God told me? He said, "You're always saying that I don't have a set plan. I don't have a ritual." He said, "I don't." He said, "But I gave you the biblical steps to freedom. I gave you the biblical, it ain't no filler words in there." He said, "I gave you straight scripture. And if they follow straight scripture, then they'll get the desired results that I desire. And I desire that all men be free to serve me." So I said, he said, "Yeah." He said, "As a matter of fact, go on that computer over there. Look up when I gave you 15 years ago, deliverance healing." And he said, "I sent an apostle to you to be delivered. And I had you write a whole," you see, apostle means sent one. He said, "I had you write a whole book on sent ones." He said, "Look it up." I went to the computer. There it was. I wrote that when that apostle came. I gave the apostle a copy. The apostle wrote me back almost a year later and said, "The thing you gave me, I lost it. And could you send it to me again?" I couldn't even find it. I didn't even know where it was. I was so far from that. Because once I do something, I go on to the next thing. But you know what? I did find it this morning because it was supposed to be lost. It's titled Sent Ones. And the other thing he told me to look at is 297 pages called Deliverance Healing. 297 pages. I printed it out. I guess it stopped printing this morning because I wanted to read it because I hadn't read it in 16 years maybe. He said, "But now look at it." He said, "It's straight scripture." He said, that's the biblical pattern. Those are the biblical steps. You follow those steps, you get the desired results. I love Jesus. And he loves me. Do you love Jesus this morning? I'm here to tell you something. He loves you. Because if he didn't love you, he wouldn't have put you with me. Because he knows. I love him. And with every breath in my body, I'm going to reconnect men and women to him. Effectively. That's what I've been living for. And when I die, that's what I will have died for. To reconnect men and women with Jesus, the real Jesus. For what? For his real purpose. And what does that be, Erica? That his kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. You see, it took some of you to get to right here. where you are right now, where God could work with you through the inner man. It's through the inner man that God had to get to you to work through you. I don't know what to say, but thank you, Jesus. You see, I meant it when I said being a success in Christ. Some of you newer people, you don't know me. And some of you old people, you never really met me. Because in order to know me, you got to know me by the Spirit. Or else you won't know me. It's really through the inner man that everything happens. Success, everything. Again, I want to thank you, but I want to tell you something. You sowed into your own future. You sowed into your own success. If you don't get nothing else, get that and be in expectation.
Of the hero in you. Listen to your enemy. Come on in.